John Boyle.
Boom, boom, boom. It's your boy Enigma September, and you're now listening to another episode of Freedom Train Presents, the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. The podcast is supported by Freedom Train Network. Freedom Train Network is supported by PAX Inc. You can find more information about the organization at www.paxinc.org. Yo, speaking of Freedom Train Network, make sure to check out the website at www.freedomtrainnetwork.com and make sure to subscribe to the other podcasts associated with the team. We got The Fix Sports Podcast with Joseph Ward that drops every Monday, Freedom Train Podcast with Joseph Ward and Patrick Irvine, and Shelby's World featuring Shelby Davis and Queen Candace LeQuinn. They drop every Wednesday. Lessons from the Screen with Patrick Irvine drops every Thursday. And you got On the Shoulders of Giants by Joseph Ward that drops every Saturday. Make sure to check out the video recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/enigmasep927. Remember to hit that like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know you were there. Check. If you or someone that you know wants to be a guest or you want your songs played on the podcast, yo, just make sure you shoot me your track, an MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmasep@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name, title of the song. Doesn't have to be clean. Also, make sure to add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song so I can let the people know how they can find the song anywhere else on the internet. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelf9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelf on Instagram and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelf or facebook.com/EnigmaSelf9. Yo, now we got that out the way. Let's get to the first song of the day. This is the EnigmaSelf out. We got time, baby.
Microphone checker, scrap with a heckler for the hecklers on the record. Well respected, hella reckless when a reckless snatch your necklace, leave your headless, now your necklace. All that tough talk is spreading better than it. Cause this is hip hop, don't give a fuck about your street credit. If you can't rock a crowd, then forget it. Slandering the God MC, you're gonna regret it. Don't confuse me with these local ass, rapping over vocal ass. Stunting like you global, but you broke, fake mogul ass. You don't want no beef outside of rap, veggie tofu ass. I suggest you leave that shit on wax with your monk ass. You can't rap, so you hide behind the gimmick. All these lies in your rhymes, whole time you're really timid. Step your bars up, stop worrying about the image. Cause don't nobody wanna hear that bullshit you spit. I'm not concerned what kind of brain you are. I'm concerned what kind of man you are. What your principles and standards are. I'm not concerned what kind of brand you are. I'm concerned what kind of man you are. What your principles and standards are. I'm not concerned what kind of brand you are. I'm concerned what kind of man you are. What your principles and standards are. I'm not concerned what kind of brand you are. I'm concerned what kind of man you are. What your principles and standards are. Yeah, I talk it cause I back it up. Laughing at you rappers, get mad, dog, you whack as fuck. I pay my dues on the stage and in the booth. And I'd both nigga kicking Jigga City blues. Now niggas mad cause I broke Jigga City rules. Cause I ain't never popped a pill or pulled a pistol on a nigga. I ain't never had a banger for the club streets of women. Make sure I always put the culture first up in my lyrics. When everybody wanted to be retarded, I stood tall on my dean with the power, men, and knowledge. Suckers over swag, consciousness over cash. But I ain't doing shit for free. If you want me, have a bag. Created a lane by just being myself. Sticking to my guns, step for chasing the wealth. The youngest call me OG cause I open doors for others. God MC and I love it. I'm not concerned what kind of brand you are. I'm concerned what kind of man you are. What your principles and standards are. I'm not concerned what kind of brand you are. I'm concerned what kind of man you are. What your principles and standards are. I'm not concerned what kind of brand you are. I'm concerned what kind of man you are. What your principles and standards are. I'm not concerned what kind of brand you are. I'm concerned what kind of man you are. What your principles and standards are.
Boom, 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 and we back. It's your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour. What you just heard, my man Marcel P. Black with, I forgot the name of this, Principles and Standards, man. Principles and Standards, my man Marcel P. Black. Happy birthday, my boy. Happy belated by the time you guys hear the podcast. But at the end of the day, it's September, babies. Yes. I don't know if you guys recognize yet. My last name is September. Yes, my birthday is coming up soon. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king.
Bruh.
Soon and very... Yeah, hate your mama. Hate your mama. Hate your mama. What? This is the type of podcast we're doing today. No, man. Big up my man Marcel P. Black and all the September babies, all the 1980 babies. Yeah, man. Big 4-0 is looming larger and larger by the day. As much as my weight is. Can't stop, won't stop. Anyway, let's get into the sad news before we get into better news. We got a lot of news. No, first, let me introduce. I'm horrible at introducing my guests on this show. Lord, when I come back, I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to do way better than that. This is episode 109 of the Enigma Self Hour podcast. The guest today is Pompey. She's in the building. I actually interviewed Pompey earlier, I think late last year, over at V89 on the Underground Railroad. Shouts out to JC. So finally, going to have her on the pod. So this should be dope. I think she's ready to rock and roll. We already spoke before, started the show, and everything looks like it's going to be on point. Not the Santee. Y'all got to chill with it. I hate water judges. Just drink your water. I don't have time for this extra talk. We actually have a lot to talk about on the podcast, but I just want to mention I hate water purists. It's water, man. It's water. It's people in, I want to say distant lands. We are distant from somewhere. But there's places where water is scarce. And you mofos have the nerve to be particular about clean water. It's clean. Like, honestly. Like, the water we have in our toilets is probably cleaner than 85% of the world. For real. So, stop it. First world problems. I congratulate myself. I know. I'm playing around. I'm trying to figure out what I got.
Bruh.
Stop it.
Bruh.
Oh, stop it. Okay. Serious news. Rest in peace to Ronald Ball, co-founder of Kool & the Gang, passed away at 68 this week. So we're going to show some respect to the King, one of the greatest bands, period. But definitely one of the greatest funk bands, R&B bands that was out. So rest in peace to that man. So speaking of R&B, yeah. Yo, we got the next versus battle. And you got Auntie Patty versus Auntie Gladys. I'm not gonna make any jokes. I know people are saying, yo, I'm gonna get the we getting the crown. We're gonna be eating poking beans. We're gonna be eating black eyed peas and cabbage and cornbread. I'm not getting hungry right now. I'm not. But it's going to be a lot of soul. And I think all of the pettiness that we thought we saw with Brandy and Monica, it's going to up a level. It's going to go up a level. Now, unfortunately, I may seem like a novice and say that I am queen. I am team Patty. I am team Patty just because... I can't even say that. I was going to say I'm Queen Patty because both of them look like relatives of mine. Patty LaBelle looks like my Aunt Robbie. And Gladys Knight definitely, well, the reverse. My Aunt Robbie looks like Patty LaBelle because they're older. And my cousin Tia, shouts out to my cousin Tia. Shouts out to her son. His birthday is today. He turned 15. We old. But, yo, my cousin Tia...
looks, yo, you know what? Ooh, snap. I'm getting in trouble. I'm gonna get in all of the trouble. Till you can kill. Till ain't watching this. Abraham, if you watching, when I tell you my cousin Till look like Gladys Knight, I'm trying to tell you my cousin Till, Tia, looks like Gladys Knight. She wearing a mask. Let me find. Look here, this girl look like Gladys. She always look like Gladys Knight. I don't get it, cause my Aunt Didi don't look like Gladys Knight. But Tia looks like a young Gladys Knight. I swear. She's going to kill me if she's listening or watching. Because podcast, y'all like, we can't skip that E. Go to the next topic. But I love my cuz, man. Her birthday on Halloween. Anyway, so yeah, I'm team padding. But we're going to see, man. It's gonna be classy. It's going to be soulful. It's going to be a lot of auntie vibes, a lot of mama vibes, a lot of granny vibes. I know as West Coast people say granny instead of grandma. Like, we was over JC and Smurfy's house, me and Fee. I just noticed Smurfy just get, I'm at my granny's house.
Bruh.
Your grandma's? Bruh. Your grandma? Ma? Who's granny? Hey, granny apples, nigga? Smurfy's definitely gonna kill me. All the ladies are gonna kill me after this podcast. Speaking of ladies trying to kill somebody, Dr. Dre's wife is asking for $2 million a month. Yo, I think I'm tired of it already. Yo, $2 million a month, bro. And like, yo, the wildest shit. Yo, Shorty said 900,000 for entertainment. Bitch. Whoa. Like, hold up. They ain't calling her a bitch. Don't get it twisted, man. I'm not calling her a bitch. I'm not disrespecting that man's wife. But.
But bitch, is you serious? 900K, bitch? For real? Oh, shit. God damn, what kind of wop she got? 900K, my nigga? My boy? Shit. Pay sis right now, mother of God damn.
Yeah, so I'm just like, yo, I don't have it, so I don't have to worry about it. Fee's not going to get me for 900,000 or 2 million no more. I ain't got it. Entertainment, nigga? What the? Whew. He got it, though. He'll be all right. I really don't feel bad for dudes. Most times, like, what, Paul McCartney got hit, like, 20 years ago? He's straight. Yeah, all right. Who? Somebody else got hit. And dudes always bounce back. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you got? She got my daughter's name, Mackenzie, not Soros. Thinking about the liberals. Stick it to the libs. Idiots. Mackenzie, what's the man name? What's the Amazon? I got Soros on my brain. I hate y'all politics, man. Anyway, I'm asking me about politics down the line. I need to hurry up and get through this. Bezos, thank you. Mackenzie Bezos. I got somebody in my head telling me what to say. Mackenzie Bezos got like, what? She became like the fifth richest person in the world after she left. Was it Jeff? And now she's sitting. He got more rich. He's like eclipsed any and everybody. He's the richest man probably ever. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how much Mansa Musa had. Mansa Musa, he may still hold it. But Jeff Bezos is up there and his wife left him and she's like number five. So dudes will be all right. They'll be all right. Speaking of aftermath, we're going to keep it with the aftermath. Eminem. Let me stop. Eminem met a real life stan this year, earlier this year, some guy, 26-year-old Caucasian, of course. I think his name is like actually Matthew. I think his name is actually Matthew, like Stanley's, Stan, his little brother. Broke into Eminem's multiple houses, couldn't find him in like 2-3 houses, and then eventually broke in. The one with Eminem in it, his security guard was asleep, but Eminem screamed like a bitch. And apparently the security guard woke up and they apprehended the guy. And the guy said he was coming to kill Eminem. He wasn't trying to get an autograph. He was coming to kill Marshall Bruce Mathers III. It was about to be a whole rap. That wasn't a pun. Anyway, but apparently dude has been charged. He was in court this week. And this is the year 2020. And better news for the Aftermath camp, more so TDE, KDOT. Oh, snap. My number two rapper and my number five rapper. KDOT was found shooting a video somewhere on a beach somewhere. I don't know what that means. He actually dropped a couple of Lucy singles. So it looks like the king is back. It look like he coming with it. So I know a lot of people got this fantasy that KDOT is some like political rapper, and he the Pimp a Butterfly. I know, but I'm not anticipating him to drop like super knowledge about all the going ons in the past year or so. Nah, I think man gonna talk about him being a father. Not sure if he eventually got married. I think he got married to his long-term girlfriend. So I think he's going to talk about that. I don't think he's going to be too into trying to talk about that political shit. I think a lot of the damn was because of the backlash he got from the Pimp a Butterfly. But he got nothing but praise for damn. So, yeah, we're going to see. I think it's going to be dope anyway. Speaking of being under attack, man. What we got? Okay, we good. We're making good time. No, before I get into the negative shit, let me get into more positive shit. This week, I think yesterday actually, but this week marked the 30th anniversary of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Will Smith, being the September Libra that he is, knowing that we always have to have peace and tranquility, King. I ain't even give him his flowers yet. My mans did something that no one thought was going to happen. They got the cast back together, including Janet Herbert, a.k.a. Dark Skin Aunt Viv. Yep. It looks as if they pieced it up. There's a picture. He posted a picture on Instagram with the crew, or with the original crew, of course, sans James Avery, who passed away some years ago. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil. But, apparently he pieced it up with the dark-skinned Aunt Viv. Speaking of dark-skinned Aunt Viv, man, look here. Y'all got to relax. I'm all for the... Y'all already know I'm down with the people. I'm down with our people. But y'all gotta chill out with dogging the light skinned Aunt Viv, aka Miss Reed. Can't think of her first name. I know her husband last name is Reed because he was the dad and sister. But anyway, regular facts that I know. But speaking of Miss Reed, like y'all gotta understand, she include with her husband has done a lot for black seminar and black arts. So just because they just happen. I think it's just a happenstance. Just because they just happen, my nostrils look big on YouTube. Just because they just happen to get a light-skinned actress to play Aunt Vivian, I don't dog her because it's something that the executives may have had in the back of their head. But she's a decorated black actress. She's a superstar. Y'all gotta relax. All right, respect her name. That I can't remember. I just know it's Reed. She was like, what, Miss Hampton or something? I know she went to HBCU. I think she was like She was homecoming queen or something. Something of that sort. Y'all better relax. And she was on like different sitcoms before she got that gig. Man, y'all. Get some props. Relax, Ken on Via, man. Y'all wildin', bro. See, that colorism. That colorism gonna get y'all in trouble. Let me keep it moving. Speaking of light skin versus dark skin, Cardi B versus Candace Owens. Yo, so these two women got into it. Of course, Cardi B is team Democrat. Candace Owens is team the other people, Republican. Fuck them niggas. So they got into it on social media. And the only thing I learned was that Cardi B can't really spell, or maybe her nails are just too long. I don't know. But yeah, man, people was trying to say Cardi B got drugged. Don't do that. No, don't do that. First of all, I can't say I'm not a fan of her music. I just, it's not authentic because, you know, she got writers, this, that, and the third. It is what it is. But she, Cardi B, looking at the politics, she is super woke. Like, she know. Cardi B knows some things. She knows some things. So, I was kind of surprised that she really couldn't articulate herself. I think it was really because she just, maybe she can't spell. I can't either, and I got a whole degree in journalism, so screw it. But I've known Cardi B to be able to articulate herself very well when it comes down to politics and her stance and why she stands where she stands. And Candace Owens is saying the same dumbass conservative shit that don't add to nothing. As soon as I saw the 1994, hold on. Man, as soon as I saw her come with the whole 1994 crime bill. I'm like, shut the fuck up, man. Matter of fact, I go to everybody. Stop falling for the 1994 crime bill shit. Stop it. It's tired. All right, there's a whole context around that bill and why it was passed and how it came to be. And at the end of the day, really all people use it is to try to neutralize the argument of why, I guess, black people vote Democrat. But there's a reason why black people don't vote Republican. People don't pinpoint that. And people, when they speak of the 1994 crime bill, they don't speak of the fact that Republicans voted for it too. And they don't speak of the fact that the Republicans that didn't vote for it didn't vote for it because they didn't think it was tough enough. They didn't like the fact that in that crime bill, there was midnight basketball. And it was funding for midnight basketball, so to kind of deter, you know, teens to be on the street late at night. Oh, let me find out. You motherfuckers didn't know that. Because all you know is 1994 crime bill. You don't even know what was in the bill, idiots. Look, man, like, yeah, it was devastating. It was devastating, but it was a context, and really, the context came about because Republicans wanted to push this law and order shit, starting with Richard Nixon. Like, and then fast forward, and I'm giving y'all a short end because I don't want to be going to this. I got other shit I want to talk about. But take it from Richard Nixon going to the law and order shit, fast forward in 1988 when we had Michael Dukakis versus George Bush. And Dukakis was really about to beat George Bush's ass despite the fact that he was the vice president of one of the most popular presidents ever, Ronald Reagan. So how did Bush finally get over Dukakis? Well, first it was a picture of Dukakis in an army tank that just looked crazy. He looked goofy. There was one of them clips. But another thing, one of the main things that got Bush over was Bush's use of Willie Norton, the picture of Willie Norton, which is a black man that was a murderer in Massachusetts. But Dukakis, being the liberal he was, gave furloughs for prisoners to have like a weekend off. Well, Willie Norton went that weekend and killed some more people. So George Bush used that as an antidote and a dog whistle to scare moderate and, I guess, conservatives to voting for him by saying that the caucus would be soft on crime. Boom. So now enter Bill Clinton in 1992. He comes in as a new aged Democrat, which now to us is old because, of course, that was 30-something years ago. But part of the new Democrats' spiel was that they would be tough on crime. They kind of neutralized what Bush had did in 88 to the caucus. And so to kind of keep that stance, voila, the 1994 crime bill. And, you know, attacks to welfare and Bill Clinton attacking Sister Soldier. Now, granted, I'm not saying that Bill Clinton should get away from definitely not attacking Sister Soldier and all the other stuff. But the whole argument, the basis of the argument was constructed by conservatives and Republicans. But y'all focus on the 1994 crime bill to attack Democrats. And not said Democrats are not, shouldn't be criticized, but understand the context of what you're coming from and not just throwing some shit around like a fucking buzzword, you fucking idiots. Jeez. I wasted my whole fucking podcast talking about that dumb shit. Speaking of Republicans, Killer Mike went to go meet up with Georgia Governor Kemp. Oh, let me make my peas ain't popping. How much time I got left? I'm tripping. Oh, I got some time. Anyway, so Killer Mike went to go meet up with Governor George Kemp, and people was up in the uproar. And I don't know. I'm on the fence. Mainly because on one end, yeah, it's been reports, multiple reports, that George Kemp essentially stole the election when he ran against Stacey Abrams, who I'm starting to realize look a lot like Felicia. She's gonna kill me when she hears this. Like Stacey Abrams, like my fiance, was. I never looked at Stacey Adams like that, but apparently. but anyway, but yeah, man. So it looked kind of crazy for Killer Mike to be meeting up with somebody who definitely, I think it's without a shadow of a doubt that he oppressed the black vote in Georgia. Why would you meet up with this man? And it was reminiscent of Steve Harvey meeting up with Donald Trump right after the election. But I will say this about it. Even though I'm not in total agreement with Killer Mike meeting up with Kemp, just because Mans has proved time and time again to be just anti anything black, to be honest. I wouldn't be surprised if he just straight out racist. But also, too, I kind of get Killer Mike because Killer Mike is a gun enthusiast. And then I know one of Kemp's advertisements was that he had a gun. He was like, I protect gun rights. So I see the connection there. But I will say this, just to shoot Killer Mike some bail.
Bruh.
You sure you want to do this, E?
Bruh.
I'm going to try. We have to talk to these people. You have to talk to people in power. And I think a lot of people, again, historical context, you got to understand, as much as you may despise somebody, you have to negotiate. And I think a lot of people get stuff mixed up. Malcolm X was cool. Love Malcolm X. Love his sayings. Love everything he stood for. However, I don't know if I'm wrong. Somebody let me know. I don't know how much legislation was passed off of Malcolm X's works. I don't know. If it was somewhere in New York somewhere, maybe he got some things passed, got some things moved. I don't know. Let me know. However, I do know that our voting rights was expanded behind the work of Martin Luther King. And as much as y'all want to call him Uncle Tom, or as much as Malcolm X called him Uncle Tom, Martin Luther King had to negotiate. And he had to go talk. He had to go talk to those mayors and governors who was really about not letting us vote, not letting us eat where we wanted to eat, not letting us sit where we want to sit, live where we want to live. And he had to negotiate with them people. So in that sense, sometimes we got to talk to him. We got to talk to him. But we got to talk to him with a plan. And I'm down with all the marching. I'm down with the protesting. But if you don't have an agenda and you have a liaison, it's going to be for naught. You got to have somebody that's going to be able to negotiate and talk to these folks and say, look, this is what we want. I look at Jay-Z. You know what I mean? Again, not saying Jay-Z is the man. He's a billionaire. He's a fucking capitalist. However, because he is a capitalist, because he has money, he has that bargaining tool, and he can negotiate. And I think if we can, especially people on the ground, can see that and say, look, we're going to trust you to go ahead and talk to these folks and try to figure something out. Let's break something in, because just separating ourselves is not going to do it. We got to get to the table and go in there and let these folks know, like, look, man, we this is what we want. I think a lot of times we sit there and say, well, why should I vote? Why should I vote? Because vote is the easiest thing you can do. That's not the only thing you can do. And if you ain't going to vote, you ain't going to do shit else. And ain't shit going to change because you sitting on your hands. Mad about some shit that you can change, but you won't because you lazy. Point blank, period. Oh, again, this is, I'm going to keep it moving. Ain't worried about it. Ain't worried about that. I'll say this, man. Charlamagne the God, Playboy, I see what you're doing. And you're not Pat. You Charlamagne trying to do what Pat already did. Anybody want to know? Charlamagne has announced he's launching the Black Effect Podcast Network with iHeartRadio. Some of y'all may be listening to this on iHeartRadio. I say this, fuck Clear Channel. If you get that, you get how I feel about iHeartRadio. Anyway, Charlamagne, I'm not buying it, bro. Not buying it. I really, in my mind, I do think he's just a figurehead. I think that iHeartRadio is trying to corner a market, and they figure there's a market in regards to Black podcasters, and he's trying to use Charlamagne. And I really don't appreciate it, because being that, you know, I started podcasting back in 2008, you know what I'm saying? To see these radio people, if you will, like, in particular, like, man, what is it? Taking my thoughts right. Pompey, I'm coming. Pause. Speaking of like radio, like when they would say that the Breakfast Club was a podcast, like that was so fake. That's a whole radio broadcast. It's not a podcast, bro. They don't do what we do. And so when I look at them trying to take Charlamagne, granted he had the Brilliant Idiots podcast, but I see them trying to take him to be kind of like this figurehead to try to scoop in podcasts and try to corner a market. No. It's a veiled attempt to try, again, corner the market that my man Pat already did with our podcast on his network. And we real over here. We're not corporate. So if you want the real, stick with Freedom Train Radio. If you don't want somebody giving you all kind of commercials, dancing all in the video, come over to Freedom Train Radio. We're going to give you real Black podcasts, my nigga. What? Fuck you mean, Charlamagne? Fuck you mean. Anyway, let me get to let me get to it. Charlamagne never gonna hear this shit, man. Yo, also too, before I get out of here, man, shout out to my man Jody Somerville. He dropped a new project today, man. Y'all make sure to check that thing out, man. Just search Jody Somerville, man. Check my man podcast out. Project out. Anyway, I'm going to this new joint. Ain't even out yet. Y'all don't even know about it. My man King Red, straight off that truck route, just dropped this new joint. So we're going to get into it. It's called Poke It Out, Bay. And it's dope. Y'all going to dance to it. We're going to come back with the homie Pompey. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby.
make a movie. Pull up, make a move, shot it. Pull up, make a movie. Pull up, make a move, shot it. Pull up, make a movie. Pull up, make a move, shot it. Pull up, make a movie. Pull up, make a move, shot it.
I can't tell what she look like, cause I threw money in her face. And you know she got some ass, throw that money in her face. I can't taste the dope, cause I know that dope lace. But I know that dope good, cause I've been serving all day. Poke it out, babe. Tell that nigga throw it, bitch. Poke it out, ayy, tell that nigga throw the beat. Poke it out, baby, tell that nigga throw it, baby. Poke it out, ayy, poke it out, ayy. Fresh up out of tally, heard his money in the A. She say, Red, where you from? I say, bitch, I'm from the A. I got cake, take you on a date, and I'll make you pay. I finesse her, I take the money off the dresser. Fuck her own stresser. Only fans, nigga, you impress her. Top notch, bitch, I want the mold, not the lesser. Pimp C, word to my pops, nigga. I want all the guap and don't be skimming off top. How these nigga dirty, so I had to get them out. I be balling with my niggas, it ain't shit to pass the rock. Loaded chop on me and my nigga got the Glock. It ain't shit to punch a nigga like a motherfucking clock. I can't tell what she look like, cause I threw money in her face. And you know she got some ass, throw that money in her face. I can't taste the dope, cause I know that dope lace. But I know that dope good, cause I've been serving all day. Poke it out, babe, tell that nigga throw it, bitch. Poke it out, ayy, tell that nigga throw the beat. Poke it out, babe, tell that nigga throw it, bitch. Poke it out, ayy, poke it out, ayy.
Pull up, make a movie. Pull up, make a move, shawty. Pull up, make a movie. Pull up, make a move, shawty. Pull up, make a movie. Pull up, make a move, shawty. Pull up, make a movie.
Boom, 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 and we back. It's your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour. What you just heard was King Red with Poke It Out Bay. And somebody that you ain't gonna call Bay, well, y'all ladies might call it Bay. We got Pompey in the building tattooing. Tattooing yourself right now? That's what we doing? That's wild. Wow. Yo, if you on podcast land, y'all can't even. She legit got the needle and whoa. This is a first. Yeah, Charlamagne the God, you ain't got nobody tattooing themselves doing your interviews. What? That's wild. Yo, let me tell you, Pumpy came in like mad early, right? She was on the line for like 15 minutes. So she's like, you know what? Forget that, man. I'm gonna go ahead and put this tattoo on my arm real quick. Screw that. But anywho, good to have you. Good to have you on, man. You know what I'm saying? Finally. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Like I said, it's been about, what's that interview, about a year ago? It seemed like a year because, you know, 2020 been crazy.
It do seem like, yeah, it was about a year.
Yeah.
It was 2019.
Yeah.
It was after Valentine's Day.
2020?
Have to been after Valentine's
Day. Dang.
Yeah, this year.
Dang. See? Man, 2020 been wild. Yeah. We weren't even locked down yet. We weren't even thinking about getting locked down. It was like, oh, that's China. They all right. Now, when you came up, I know there was, what was it? Yeah, well, I know I was looking at two. You had two names, and I was trying to figure out who was what. So, you know, you got Pompey. You know what I'm saying? Pompeii. Yep, yep. But you also at one point was going with the MCRK Peasy. So, if you can explain to the people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The name change and how that came about.
So I had Peasy for a while. Came from my boys. They just start calling me. Well, I told them about PZ, and then they just start calling me PZ. I gave them some options, but MCRK is basically the group I'm in. It's not like Migos or anything like that, but right. You know, we family. So MC Rap Killers. It's right now. It's about seven of us, eight of us, and yeah. Okay, so that's peasy. And so Pompey came about because I wanted to change my name, and Peasy just didn't fit the style I was going for. So I was like, okay, I was thinking about Pompeii for a minute now, but my last name is actually Pompeii. Okay. With two E's. So I just switch it to E-I-I, like the city.
Word. That was the volcano joint.
Yeah, so I decided to change my name earlier than I expected, but I decided to go with that. It just fit more.
Now, I'm with it. Like, I actually did the same thing. I used to go by E-Class. Judge your mama, y'all. Judge your mama. I went by E-Class. Yeah. But it was at the same epiphany. I was like, yo, I'm not a flashy rapper. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I came up. I was a teen in the 90s, so with the Puffies and Mace and Lil' Kim, so E-Class was like that thing, you know what I mean? But yeah. As I started realizing what type of artist I was, I'm like, yo, this don't fit my style. So, yeah, went with Enigma, and then my cousin who I was rapping with, his last name, he had put the name Raven October, and we both Libras. Yeah, October Libra, so I picked September, and here we are. So, yeah, had the same epiphany, you know what I'm saying, as far as like, yo, I need something to fit my style or whatever. Speaking of styles, like I said, I came up on the Mace, unfortunately. So, what were some of your...
Ain't nothing wrong with Mace.
There's a lot wrong with Mace now. Listen to me.
I love
now.
Me so much.
Man, I listen now. I'm like, what was I slow ass talking man? He from Duval, so that's all I got. But what was some of the rappers you like coming up? They kind of influenced you to get into this.
Definitely, I'm old school, so like, of course, I'm gonna start with my females, MC Lyte, Queen Latifah. We have what's her name? Well, first I want to start with my favorite rapper of all time, Lil Wayne.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then,
September 27th.
Yeah. And then I came to love Chance the Rapper around 2014.
Mm.
2014, 2015.
Yeah.
Chance the Rapper was my second favorite. And then now in this new age of rap, I love me some Roddy Ricch.
Okay. I feel bad because I know Roddy Ricch coming in the vein of like one of the rappers that like I despise. So I'm like, hold up, am I being fake? Yo, because I ain't gonna front. Like, I'm not a Young Thug fan at all. Like,
I only love his Jeffrey album.
Like, I don't even think I even listened to it because I was just like, no, I'm straight. I don't want to. I was done off top. But listen to Roddy Ricch, I can't deny the fact that, you know, that style is Young Thug. So I'm like, yo, how can I fuck with Rowdy and not fuck with Thug? You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm conflicted, for real.
You're standing your ground.
Maybe, but I don't want to be fake either. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I can't. Yeah. Same thing with, I don't know. I tried to listen to NBA Youngboy today, and it was just like.
Oh, yeah. The NBA.
It was hard. Pause. Like it was like maybe because I had just listened to Come With The Machine with Griselda. So that was like real street hard rap. So maybe trying to go from that to street auto-tune rap. It was like just a bad mix. I gotta go back and revisit. But speaking of that, and being that, you know what I'm saying, you come in, you know what I'm saying, from the 2010 era, like what kind of sound did you want to come with, and how did that evolve into the sound that you have now?
So I originally wanted to do like rapping, like old school, because like I said, I'm old school. I love the 90s. So it didn't work out too well. I mean, I had a couple of cool songs with some bars or whatever, but it's like I couldn't keep it going. So I was like, okay. So I try to look for some new sounds, try to play with my voice a little bit. And, you know, I got some things, but some things wasn't consistent. So now with the sound I'm going for is like, I've always been like, positivity is key. So that was always my motto and stuff like that. So, the sound I'm going for now is just trying to mesh old with the new.
Right.
Yeah, I like but in that. My own way.
Yeah. No, I think, I think that's important. You know what I'm saying? Because you do have, with hip hop becoming older, so you do have, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people that can appreciate, like you said, a 90s sound. But then also, too, you know, you got to keep the youngins into it, and you can't disregard it. Like, for me, as much as, you know, as old as I am, like, I'm not going to disregard, like, newer music just because it's newer. Right. You know what I mean? Like, if it's dope, it's dope. You know what I mean? That's what, like...
Yeah.
Like I said, I fought with Roddy Ricch. You know what I mean? I just feel bad because I was like, I was with Thug. I was like, nah, get out of here. Like, nah.
He dope, man. You got to give it some. His flow switches, I look up to that. I'm like, man, his cadence is crazy.
Right. I'm starting to kind of. I guess that's what I'm trying to get to because I always want somebody to explain it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, if y'all can explain the science behind it, then maybe I can have some respect for it. I respect the fact he got influence. I mean, I won't deny it. But I guess just gotta chop it up to, you know, it's just something that not for me or whatever, but I won't knock nobody else for liking it. It is what it is.
Right.
But forget about them rich niggas. We talking about us. we talking about us on the ground, trying to pound it out, man. Now also too, I guess to let it be known that you are also of the. Let me say this right, because I can't ever get. I know people shorten it. LGBT. I'm like, hold up, I be one of the other crap like. The Q, what's a Q plus? I wonder. I wonder the P's and the H's.
I can't
I'm wilding. But be it that, you know what I'm saying? I don't even say part of that community. I mean, it's you know what you identify with. How has that played a part in the creating of your music? And also, I guess how people may approach you in regards to you putting your music out.
You know what? It's so crazy because most of the time they think I'm a dude. So it's like, okay. So, you know, it don't really make a difference, to be honest. It's like, I feel like people don't really listen to my music as much as they should.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, like,
right.
I'm pretty dope. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Talk that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I make sense with my shit. I try to tell stories and, you know, try to bring my music to life. And it's like, my songs be good, yo. It's just nobody listening. But, you know, it's okay. I'm not, you know, that person like, oh, nobody listening, then I'm going to stop. Like, nah, that's just going to make me push even harder.
Word.
And go even harder. Like, okay, you ain't listening to this, but I bet you'll listen to this. All right, you ain't listening to this, but I bet you're going to listen to this. So it's just pushing myself in a sense too.
Word. I can appreciate that. Now, you have pricked my ears a bit. Because you said you get into the storytelling. What's typically your approach to that? Is it something like, do you already have like something in mind, or is it just like you just start writing and it just happened to come together?
Yeah, I let the music speak to me. Mm. Basically, you put on the beat, and what I'm hearing about it is either going to be, like, emotionally, mentally, but of course emotionally first, because the feeling of the song is how the words going to come out. You know what I'm saying? If it's something supposed to be romantic, I can't talk about hanging with the fellas or, like, you feel me? Like,
right.
I gotta talk about some lovey dovey type shit. So, like, I let the song speak to me. I let it make me feel how I feel, and then I'll be like, all right, I need to talk about this in a song. And I like to stay on topic, basically.
Right.
I veer off a couple of times, you know, here and there for, like, little punchlines or whatever. But yeah.
Nah, I get that. Because I know for me, I love storytelling. Like, my favorite rappers are pretty much storytellers. And then also, too, like, just with my music, that's how I go. And usually that's what it is. It's just, like you said, I let the music speak to me. And I just put pen to paper. And then if a story fleshes out, that's what happens. And just go from there. And also, too, it doesn't hurt. I got a journalism degree, so writing stories is literally a specialty. Like, it's literally what I can do. Not that I do it, but it's literally what I can do. So I definitely understand, like you said, just fleshing it out or whatever. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and let these people know how you do and what you do, and then we're gonna come back and let them know how they can find out where to get it. So we got Pompeii with Ferrari, and then we got Lose Control. That's, I don't know. Yeah. I'm thinking about the Silk song now. So like,
losing.
Sound like some freak shit. Hold up. So we got Ferrari and Lose Control. We're gonna come right back. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You hey, got time, baby.
Oh yeah, Barky, this the one right here. Hey, I just wanna Rory with the top lay back. I done took so many losses, time to give a nail back. Hey, you don't know my pain. I've been trying to keep up life and switching lanes. I just hope that God protect my mind, cause it's not really good. I've been down this road before. I've been taking shots, but I ain't overdosed. My ex been trying to play me, so I turned into a beast. I don't want for nothing reason why I'm tearing up the beat. You gon' hear me, you gon' feel the pain that got me in my feelings now. Work so hard, I'm trying to put my mama in a bigger house. It's paying off when you see that a nigga getting paper. Gonna boss so hard that you forget a nigga had to wake up. Had to crack a thump just so that I can get my fucking weight up, yeah. All these niggas capping, why I cannot relate? I've been trying to stay low-key, only MCRK. And when I think about it, nigga, I'll be okay. Cause all my niggas eating with me, I just wanna Rory with the top lay back. I done took so many losses, time to give a nail back. Hey, you don't know my pain, I've been trying to keep up life and switching lanes. I just hope that God protect my mind, cause it's not really good. I just wanna Rory with the top lay back. I done took so many losses, time to give a nail back. Hey, you don't know my pain, I've been trying to keep up life and switching lanes. I just hope that God protect my mind, cause it's not really good. I just wanna
I got a problem expressing emotions. I see no reason for people to see. Voices inside my head tell me that there's bigger problems than something that's eating at me. I don't want sympathy, only want peace. Find myself crying till I go to sleep. Nobody understand till I'm up on the way. My body cold cause I can't stand the heat.
Say I'm losing control. I've been fighting my demons, but they got a tight hold on me. Needing some company.
Crying till I go to sleep. Nobody understand till I'm up on the wind. My body cold cause I can't stand the heat. I got some demons that nobody knows, cause I keep to myself, no I don't share my mind. But lately been feeling like ain't really feeling right. Every time I'm telling people I'm fine. My mama told me to pray. I told my mama I'm straight. I ain't got no time to waste. I really don't think he be listening anyway. When I pray my problems don't go away. I'm trying to shake it off. Pop my collar and wave it off. I'm trying to joke, crack me a smile. Yeah, I'm trying to play it off. I'm trying to shake it off. Pop my collar and wave it off. I'm trying to joke, crack me a smile. Yeah, I'm trying to play it off. I got a problem expressing emotions. I see no reason for people to see. Voices inside my head tell me that there's bigger problems than something that's eating at me. I don't want sympathy, only want peace. Find myself crying till I go to sleep. Nobody understand till I'm up under with my body cold, cause I can't stand the heat. Oh,
say I'm losing control. I've been fighting my demons, but they got a tight hold on me. Needing some company.
Crying till I go to sleep. Nobody understand till I'm up under with my body cold, cause I can't stand the heat. Oh,
say I'm losing control. I've been fighting my demons, but they got a tight hold on me. Needing some company.
Crying till I go to sleep. Nobody understand till I'm up under with my body cold, cause I can't stand the heat.
Boom, 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 and we back. It's your boy Nick Maseptember. I'm sitting here with the homie Pompey. We got what you just heard was Ferrari and Lose Control. And she's still over there tattooing, y'all. So that's what we doing out here in these streets, you know what I mean? So do we have any projects coming up? Actually, you just dropped a project, didn't you? Am I tripping?
Yeah, I just dropped a project. That's my jam.
Word.
It's on Spotify right now. I'm still trying to fix that. It's in the works. But you could find it on Spotify and YouTube, actually. You can find it on YouTube. And, and another project. I'm working on my album. That's coming 2021. You feel me? It's going to be... Something very different. That's not going on. Like, the sound is not like here yet.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on another level with this album. So I'm working on that coming 2021. And I am working on a little mini project. That's low key type shit. So okay.
We can't get everything. Y'all just make sure y'all keep an eye on Pompey and make sure y'all just see what's gonna happen. Now I will. The fact that you said you got to hold up,
bruh.
This nigga.
Bruh.
Get your shit together. But no, the fact that you said that you got a new sound, I like that, because I try to tell especially younger artists, like, you don't want to do what's hot now, because if you do blow up, like, what's hot now is not going to be hot by the time you get where you think you're going. So you always should try to be innovative in what you sound. So the fact that you saying you got some new sound that's not even here yet, I love that shit. That's the shit I be looking for. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, this new age, you know, I love me some Roddy Ricch. So it's like, I love some of them, but that's what I try to mix it in. Like, I'm versatile. Don't get me wrong.
Word.
I can give it. But like, I try to, you know, sweet talk the ears a little bit and then, you know, come out with what I got. So I'm definitely gonna come out of the blue, come out of nowhere, like you ain't gonna expect it.
No doubt. Speaking of sweet talk, I'm pretty sure Pompey be sweet talking some panties off some chicks. I'm just I see the swag.
I'm definitely cuffed, but.
Oh, so I'm gonna get you in trouble now. So they be like, "Hold up, what you? You better." Oh, yo, Shorty.
Let me say something now.
Right, she gonna come at you like,
"Bitch, what the fuck you said?" Oh, that's what I thought. Don't let me. Period. Poo. Don't let me come at you. Don't get shine off on this podcast shit now. Nah. Yeah, that's my pussy, bitch. The fuck you mean?
Yo, Yeah. Yeah, we wild over here. We wild. Yo. Yo, man. But no, shouts out to you, Pompey, man. It's nothing but love over here. Before we get up out of here, if you can get the people your socials so they can they'll know where to find you at, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So Instagram, you can find me at MCRK Pompey. That's P-O-M-P-E-I-I. And then, you know, if you want a tattoo, you feel me? That's Ink Yourself, Bitch. But that's a B-X-T-C-H. So that's Ink Yourself. I-N-K-Y-O-R-O-U-R-S-E-L-F. B-X-T-C-H. So that's Ink Yourself, Bitch on Instagram. And that's M-C-R-K Pompey on Instagram. Follow me. I'll follow you back.
Bet that up. Like I said, Shorty on here tattooing. On the podcast is a first on the Nick What's Up album. What we got so far?
I don't know if I can show because it won't show.
I'm sorry, podcast land. Y'all gotta go to YouTube and figure out what's going on. You know what I mean? What we got?
Look like, can you see it?
Is it blue? Like, is that a question mark?
Is that a question
yeah.
mark?
Yo, my name is Enigma, the Riddler. I'm just saying. Let me find out. Hold up. Let me see. Oh, I'm tripping. That ain't nothing. That is not a question mark. I'm tripping. Well, it's some lead. Oh, whatever. It look pretty.
It's a flower.
The flower. Yeah. Flower. You got some white. The color. Yo,
yeah.
let me let y'all, like, I'm not a tattoo, I don't have that nail tattoo on me, right? But I know that putting color on our skin is not the easiest. She did that. Yo. Yeah, that's dope.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, the color, I can't really see the shading, but I can see that color. That is, yeah. That's it.
We'll be posting on my Instagram page.
No doubt. See, I make sure to follow Pompey, you know what I'm saying, for the music and the chats. And, yeah, this is how we're going to roll out. So, next week, again, I tell y'all, I'm not introducing my guests because things always go awry. But I will say this, it should be Team Libra next week if everything works out. And... like I told you guys, I told YouTube podcast, I got a big announcement I'm gonna make probably this week. So you guys stay tuned. I'm making a separate video on YouTube, so just watch out for that. Other than that, we're gonna get up out your hair, and I'm finna go and take my butt to bed because I'm tired, because I'm old. So thanks, Pompey, for following through, and y'all stay up. This is the Enigma Self Hour. We got time, baby.